The following is an excerpt from the 2017 San Diego Seminar with Pastor John S. Terrell.
Can a Christian be cursed? And the answer is yes. What is a curse? A curse is the absence of blessing. I'm going to pick on Brother Peter again. Come on, Peter. I'll just stand in the door and I can see you. Brother Peter's a pastor here, and he's been a pastor many years. So we're in his house right now. So let's say that one of us would misbehave. We'd hit that light over there. So he would simply say this, "That's it. Henry, get out of here. I don't want to go back in the house anymore." He just cursed him. Now Henry has to go out. He can't come in. That's a curse. You understand that? That's a curse. Speaking negative is a curse. So God has simply said, you know, that when we sin, we are cursed. So you can see now that Christians can be cursed. There are other laws that we have not broken, other curses that God has spoken. And there are 92 curses in the Bible that God has spoken. So let me very quickly turn to those. The curse number one that what I spoke about today is the curse of idolatry. And I believe that probably most of you have done Christmas in your lifetime. You've done Halloween, you've done them all, which means that you are forgiven. You ask God to forgive you, your sins are forgiven, but the curse has to be lifted. When you get saved, our sins are forgiven, but the curse of law and death is lifted. But all the other curses we have to do ourselves. Jesus told us in Matthew 28 that we have to do everything Jesus did. So you have to appropriate. If you don't appropriate it, it will not happen. So we have idolatry. You go down, number two, curses. The man obeys his wife instead of God. Or the wife obeys the husband instead of God. You go down this list here, and we have all kind of different things. For example, let me just shoot a couple of things to you here. We have on page number 129, we listed the Valentine's Day. You got St. Patrick's Day. Of course, you've done that, right? Ungodly Easter rituals. On the next page, we have toasting. And most people, you're in church, right? Valentine's Day or some other things, that, you know, you have some soft drinks, whatever you have, you know. And you toast, right? That's a curse. Because toasting is a ritual done to the god of Bacchus, the god of alcohol. And you notice this in the bars and stuff, they're toasting, you know. And when they do the alcohol, you have special things, little cups and stuff like that. So toasting is something, you know, that we do and we don't think about. That's a curse. Throwing rice at the wedding. I mean, I'm sure that many of you throw rice at the wedding, you know. It's another ritual. But you don't know, that's a Chinese fertility rite. So that the woman will be able to have many children, so you throw the rice. We flip on down, you can read this yourself when you come home. We got abominations. So if you go to a whorehouse, or you go to a movie house, you go to a pornographic bookshop, and so on. Tattoos, if you got tattoos, you know, there's a curse on that. And by the way, tattoos was rare in the 1950s. Back. And the tattoos is Satan's way of preparing people for the mark of the beast. And today you see women, you don't have tattoos, and they think nothing of it. But God simply spoke and said, "You shall not mark your skin. If you do, you are cursed." And, you know, we don't know that, so we do it. If you go down disobedient and persecution, page number 135, this is where we do all kind of things that we should not do. Then curse number 34, curse to the person who eats unclean food that God has said we should not do. Most people have done that. I had done that. and we don't know we are cursed, that needs to be broken. You go down to rebellion, a child is rebellious, and then we come up here to page 139, defining the Sabbath. Now, Sabbath does not mean Saturday. Sabbath means day of rest. God simply said, you work 6 days, take a 7 day off. It fits every calendar, any culture. 6 days, 1 day off, whatever that falls on. Most people worship on Sundays. That's what I worship on Sundays, but I'm not tied to it. People say, well, that was a Roman Catholic church doing that. No, they were worshiping Jesus in the book of Acts on Sunday because they met on the first day of the week to break bread and worship. That's why they broke away from the Jewish tradition. Slavery. This is amazing. A lot of Americans have ancestors that had the slavery. This can also be in American Indians. The people that had slaves in America, the slaves cursed them. And those curses are still on the white people. So if you're a descendant of a slave owner, that curse needs to be broken. We have sexual sins, and this everybody go down on them. On page number 142, you have stealing. The next page, you have lies and deception. Sorcery and witchcraft, ungodly, demonic entertainment. Page 147, we have addiction. And then we have miscellaneous. And we come up to the last one, which is number 92. So these are the biblical curses. So when we do a deliverance, this is one of the things that we go through very carefully, and we have the people to break them one by one, whatever they've done, because the curses gives the demons a legal right to stay. So we break that off, so there's no legal rights left.
You've been listening to a seminar with Pastor John S. Terrell. It took place on October 5th through the 8th, 2017 in San Diego, California. This sixth message is available on CD. If you are interested in ordering, this series of recordings is called the San Diego Seminar 2017. There are several ways to contact our ministry. You can visit our website at eaec.org. There you can read insightful articles, watch or listen to a sermon broadcast, and explore the online store. The web address once again is eaec.org. If you prefer to write, address your envelope to European American Evangelistic Crusades, Post Office Box 166, Sheridan, California, 95681. That's Post Office Box 166, Sheridan, California, 95681. If you prefer to call us, the number is 916-944-3724. That's 916-944-3724. Resurrection Life of Jesus Church is sponsored by European American Evangelistic Crusades, and this has been a production of EAEC. Thanks for joining us today, and until next time, may God richly bless you as you read your Bible and walk with Him.